You find it ugly, I find it lovely. These words are from Kenneth Slessor's poem William Street, written in 1939 and still studied by high school students around Australia. And it's also the central dilemma on the mind of architect Glenn Harper. He's concerned about the fate of Australia's brutalist buildings, which he says are being at risk of demolition in increasing numbers, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne, where the demand for residential projects seems insatiable. Part of the problem is that many of these buildings are their own worst enemies. They're rather, well, uncompromising. It's an international movement which originated with the Swiss-French architect Le Corbusier, and the term Breton Brut is French for raw concrete. So think of the High Court or the National Gallery in Canberra, the UTS building in Sydney, maybe the Harold Holt Pool in Glen Iris. Glen Harper is with us this morning to put the case for these buildings that he finds lovely. Welcome, Glenn.
Thank you very much.
This is kind of originating in the 50s and 40s in the rest of the world, but in Australia it really hit.
Well, that's true. It's originated in France, probably in the late 40s, early 50s. It was taken up in Britain in the mid-50s, and it was embraced with so much vigour in Australia, probably in the early 60s. In Sydney, it didn't really appear until in public buildings until the mid-60s. But in Perth, there were some very early significant brutalist buildings built about 1961.
So tell us about the concept behind it. Was it a reaction against,
certainly,
say, the war, World War II?
Oh, certainly. It was certainly a reaction. It was an embrace of concrete. It was a desire for building honestly and brutally, I guess, for want of a better word, and also to acquire sort of social responsibility in the architectural work. So it wasn't really a style, it was really an embrace of a certain way of building.
So tell us more about that. In what way, what sort of visual way might we see that?
Well, if you look at the brutalist buildings built around Australia, they were certainly embraced and taken up by most of the local governments, state governments, federal governments, high schools, post offices, the Commonwealth Bank, did a whole range of buildings which I would describe as brutalist. So there's really a social embrace and looking towards a modern way of living.
So it was a kind of socially progressive idea.
Certainly,
behind the buildings.
People of the 60s in Australia did look towards the future, did embrace modernism, and clients really took up on this, and architects were right behind them.
So they're often unpaintable materials, like
concrete. Part of the brutalist aesthetics, no finishes. So, as you said, raw concrete. It was really an honest approach to the representation of materials. Unpainted concrete, textured brickwork. These are incredible buildings. Really rough and robust and heroic.
Bold, heroic.
Certainly bold.
Yeah. Right. So, just name check a few of them around the country for us, so people can think of them.
In Brisbane, we would say that the South Bank Centre, which started in 73, finished in 1980. That would be a very excellent example of brutalist architecture in Brisbane. Across the river from Brisbane would be the State Parliament offices. That was built about 1979. If we move south, Melbourne, I would argue that was a little bit more conservative, so there wasn't a stronger embrace of brutalism as we see in Sydney and Brisbane. But nonetheless, the Menzies College by Robin Boyd, it's late 60s, and then the Plumbers Gasfitters Union Building by an architect called name escapes me, that was built in the 70s. So, Canberra is also a pinnacle of brutalist architecture. It wasn't so much happening in Adelaide, still, a conservative society in the 60s and early 70s, but certainly a lot going on in Perth with the Hale School Memorial Hall and to finish off the Council House, so that's early 1960s. So, Brisbane, Sydney, Perth really took up brutalism.
And at the moment we have the Sirius building in Sydney under some, controversy.
Oh, definitely, yes.
This is a social housing project.
Certainly.
Which is right next to the Sydney Harbour Bridge and looks out harbour and the Opera House.
Prime real estate. But you would argue that the Sirius Apartments, if people are familiar with the development, was a product of the 1970s Green Band, and it was built by the New South Wales Housing Commission for low-cost housing. So it accommodated at least 200 residents when it was built in 1980. city, and it's under threat mainly because the state government has declined to put a state heritage listing on it, so to give it statutory protection.
Mm. So, I mean, people do find these hard to stomach, people who aren't literate in the concepts of architecture,
well, that's,
perhaps.
That's definitely...
I mean, a lot of them really just say, well, bugger off, you know?
Well, yeah, they, you know, there is an adjective, you know, it's taken on board that they're described as brutal and ugly, but that's not the point. You know, the brutalism is about concrete, raw concrete. And, you know, if you like... I think you need to put aside the prejudices. These are buildings that are under threat, and as a moral obligation, we have a requirement to take another closer look at these buildings and consider their worth before they disappear.
They are too young to be properly protected, you say?
Well, that's an interesting point, because heritage does not necessarily mean 100 years old. You know, heritage could be 40 years old. So these buildings are in, you know, getting up to 40 or 50 years old. I would argue that, you know, they are significant, and so they would be classified, I would classify them as heritage buildings.
Mm. Well, you mentioned the green bans earlier. Australia has an awful history of getting rid of buildings that really we should have thought twice about, and
yeah.
The green bans were the origin of that, where
yeah.
parts of King's Cross were going to be, in Sydney, were going to be demolished, well, and the Queen Victoria building in Sydney, I think the wrecking ball was literally on site.
That's right, but it's actually the state government taking notice of a grassroots movement. And so I guess what's happening now with brutalism, there is a groundswell of social interest, community interest in these buildings, and I think the value of the work that I've been doing is to put the information out into the community, to let the community be aware of what's going on, and to lobby our local government and state government, say, listen, you know, our state assets need protection and need recognition.
We're talking with Glenn Harper. He's undertaken a study of brutalist buildings in Australia and also around the world, and looking at the way that other countries are grappling with the challenge of protecting these buildings, which can be unloved in large part. This is one of the central problems of architecture, isn't it? I mean, the desire for the pretty, the kind of nostalgic almost.
Well, yeah, I think that sort of attitude took place after the 1980s. And I think before the 1980s, society really looked towards the future and really accepted and believed in modern architecture. And so these buildings are not ornamented. These buildings are quite monumental and heroic, but they are sympathetic to their urban context. Or, you know, you look at some of the post offices that were built, for example, one at Gosford, or even one at Kingsgrove here in Sydney. And Commonwealth Bank's built all over Australia were done with an attention to detail and honesty.
Mm. You're talking about many public buildings. What about the private sector? Were people building their own brutalist style homes?
Well, that did take place, but really brutalism was about government assets looking towards government uses and expressing those through these buildings. There were some houses done in brutalist styles, but they tended to be more taken up by architects, you know.
And part of that honesty of the buildings means that sometimes you can see the function of the building from the outside.
That's definitely, yes. You know, you could argue that brutalism was right at the tail end of modern architecture, and modern architecture was about expressing the internal workings of the buildings, giving expression to the staircases, you know, giving expression to important components of the building. So they do have quite a modelled and artistic look towards them, you know. They're not just a simple box.
Mm, they're unashamed, unadorned.
They're certainly unadorned, you know. You know, another interesting example is the School of Music in Canberra that was designed by a Melbourne architect, Daryl Jackson. You look at the parts and the expression of that, it's quite modelled. And if you look at the National Gallery in Canberra, and even the building next door, which is the High Court, designed by the same architect, you know, they're all very, it's, there's a lot of going on in the expression of the building, but it's unified by the use of concrete.
Mm. They're all speaking to us in a language that we need to learn, I suppose.
I'm trying to keep it simple, yeah.
Oh, well, yes, yeah, but I mean the buildings are speaking to us and saying things that we just need to learn what it is that they're saying. Now, you've undertaken this scholarship to present this work. How can people find out more about about your argument.
Yes. The work that I was done was as an outcome of a travel scholarship, which is offered by the the Registration Board of New South Wales, and it was essentially primary research. And so my report will be available on their website shortly. And next week I'll be giving a formal presentation as a summary of my research.
Mm. There's a hell of a lot of buildings that deserve to be demolished, Glenn, but perhaps these ones aren't on the top of the list at all.
Well, this is the start of my studies to raise community awareness.
Well, thank you very much. That's Glenn Harper. He's an architect and urban planner, and he's putting the case, very heartfelt case, for the preservation of brutalist buildings around Australia. What do you think? Is that something that touches your heart? Do you have one near you? What are your thoughts? We'd love to know. 02-833-1430, 02-833-1430. Leave your thoughts there.
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.